This is Everything About Business Chinese, a production of China America Radio and the Confucius Institute for Business at SUNY. For a complete listing of upcoming events, visit confuciusbusiness.suny.edu. Now, here's this week's program.
Hi, welcome to the special culture session of Everything About Business Chinese. Today, we're going to talk about Chinese New Year. I'm your host, Ting Ting.
I'm Colin.
Colin, do you know that Chinese Lunar New Year is around the corner?
Yeah, I've already learned how to give New Year's blessings.
给您拜年了。也给您拜年。 I believe that you know the Chinese word 年 literally means year. But do you know, originally, it was a monster?
A monster?
According to a Chinese folklore, Nian is a scary beast with an ox body and a lion's head. On New Year's Eve, Nian comes out to harm people and rob their properties.
Then how did people fight Nian?
People found out that Nian is afraid of red color and loud noise. Therefore, they post a kind of poem written on red paper, which we call spring couplets, and hang red lanterns on the front door on New Year's Eve. Also, people set off firecrackers and fireworks to scare Nian away. Those traditions have been observed until now.
I see. That's interesting. A friend once told me that he receives red envelopes from his parents.
Red envelope is called 红包 in Chinese. The red color of the envelope can dispel evil spirits and bring good luck. Originally, 红包 are usually given by parents and grandparents to the youngers.
Wow, I'm not a kid anymore. Can I still get one?
Yes, you can. Nowadays, with the popularity of smartphones, the ways to give 红包 have changed a lot. It's popular for adults to give and receive 红包 from each other.
Really? Adults also give each other 红包?
Yes. Do you know WeChat?
I do. WeChat is a very popular social media app with instant payment. It originates in China.
Indeed, WeChat enables people to send digital red envelopes to each other near and far as a token of greetings and gratitude. Besides sending 红包 to a specific receiver, you can also send one 红包 to several receivers who scramble for their own share. The total amount of 红包 sent and received on New Year's Eve last year was 8.08 billion Chinese yuan, almost equal to $1.18 billion.
Are you serious? $1.18 billion?
So be sure to join us in scrambling 红包 this year.
Thank you for listening. This is the end of today's program. Today's question is, what are the two meanings of Nian? You can email your answer or your comments to CIB@ChinaAmericaRadio.com, and we will post them on our Twitter account at ConfuciusBiz.
You can download today's transcript or listen to the program again for free at ChinaAmericaRadio.com. Just go to the partners page and click on the SUNY CIB banner.
You can also see a listing of the upcoming activities at SUNY Confucius Institute for Business.
下周见!